Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nats trying to tack onto their 6-3 lead. Here's the set. The kick in the 1-0. Wood drives one, deep right field. It's hooking toward the corner. Will it stay fair? It hits the foul pole. It's a home run. James Wood bangs it off the foul pole for a three-run shot. The Nationals blow it wide open as they lead it 9-3.
How about this guy, James Wood? He's ridiculous. Another unbelievable game last night from James Wood. 3-for-5, 4 RBIs, his 22nd homer of the year. He's now on pace for just over 45 homers. Not exactly what Cal Raleigh's on pace for. He's on pace for 67 in Seattle this year. But the Nats won. They beat San Diego last night, 10-6. That, the call from Dave Jagler last night in San Diego, is Wood homered and drove in not only himself but two others to extend their lead to 9-3. They won 10-6. Good morning, everybody. Bobby Marks, who is an NBA draft guy for ESPN. We've had Bobby on the show before. He'll join us in about 30 minutes. We'll talk some NBA draft. It is tomorrow night and Thursday night, but we'll find out what he's thinking as far as the Wizards go. Mike Wilbon was on my podcast yesterday. I'll play some of that for you. We talked about the NBA Finals, of course, but we talked about some of the ways in which games were officiated during the postseason. And Mike had a big bombshell, I think, that he laid out there for me. So we'll play that probably at 11 o'clock. In terms of something that was a conscious decision when it came to this particular postseason and refereeing these NBA games, I'm going to start with this from Zane. Actually, I'm just going to tell you up front. Dozens and dozens of tweets yesterday and emails from all of you based on, I guess, what you guys thought was some sort of breaking news report, which it was not. I was just talking about what I've talked about since last October. But Zane wrote, Kevin, will they keep the black alternates? Zane, I have no idea if they'll keep the black alternates. From Will, Kevin, why wouldn't they use the logo? The logo was never considered to be a problem. Will, you're right. The logo was never an issue. No one ever, you know, accused the logo of being insensitive or racist or anything else negative. But I don't think they're going back to the logo. But I don't know for sure. But that's my guess, is that they're not going to go back to the old logo. From Hal in Gaithersburg, Hal, it's been forever since I've heard from you. Hal used to be a guy that would write me all the time. Hal wrote, been a while, Kev. I'm not all back in, but a uniform change would help. From Jennifer, Kevin, more please on what they'll look like. Appreciate the conversation. Wow. You guys are amazing. I'm telling you right now that this is just me Okay, this doesn't mean that it's everybody's experience, you know, in sports media in this town. I'm just speaking from my personal, you know, experience and observation. Other than Mondays after a game, or maybe Fridays leading into the game, the draft, nothing generates more activity when it comes to calls, tweets, emails, than name, uniform, branding talk. Nothing. That tells me all I need to know. And look, this is not a big reveal. It's been that way for a long, long time now. But just to be clear, I don't know, maybe the station sent something out that once again appeared as if I was breaking some news yesterday. I wasn't. I was just responding to people, Max, that had seen the spear, arrow, feather logo and were excited that maybe that was an indication that there might be something happening with the uniforms, and I just said what I said back in October.
Yeah.
Which, you know, we're coming up now, you know, we're talking about eight and a half months ago, when I said about the name, I said, look, there's no guarantee they're going to do anything with the name when the season ends, but I mentioned all the way back in October and repeated it yesterday, but I did learn from somebody definitely in the know that they will do something more likely than not with the uniforms. And it will probably start next year, and back in October, that means the upcoming season, 2025, with, you know, an alternate, you know, throwback to what they used to wear, something resembling what they used to wear, and that may ultimately get, you know, blended into something permanent in the year or two after. That's all. You know, this is something that I don't know if anybody was talking about it back then. I don't pay attention to it. I'm not an auditor of who gets things first or fifth. But back in October, that's what I had. I had information that they would very likely be doing something with the uniforms to make them look like the old uniforms, that the history, the tradition, the brand was still very important to ownership. By the way, the name was important to ownership in the moment as well. There were still many, many conversations about what to do with the name. What changed that was 12 wins in the regular season, two more in the postseason, which allowed for kind of a path of immediate, you know, least resistance, which is why they came out and said, we're sticking with the name. It's something that the people out here in the building have really warmed up to. And that was always a possibility because, again, you know, as it relates to the name, as much as I would, I mean, do cartwheels, that wouldn't look pretty, but would attempt to do cartwheels over them going, of course, back to the old name, which is not an option, but going back to Washington Football Team and allowing us to call them the Skins and bringing back the old uniforms with the old logo. I understand it's not easy, that there are so many different options in that almost anything that they would land on wouldn't be overwhelmingly the right answer for everybody. You know, it would probably be polarizing. Now, I have felt, and I still feel, that doing nothing is worse than doing something, but they've chosen the path of doing nothing as it relates to the name. And we'll see how it works out for them. Look, a Super Bowl trip, another 12 wins and a deep playoff run, you know, year after year with Jaden Daniels being an MVP candidate and maybe an MVP, that's going to attract more people. It's going to build their business from where it was when they bought the team to where it is now to where it could be. Are they missing out on the ultimate home run in terms of immediacy of getting people back into the fold? I think so, but that's, again, it's not easy on the name front. I've always acknowledged that. As much as so many of you, and you push me and others like me on this all the time, it's a different era. We're living in a different world than we were 5 years ago. They should go back to the old name, and to hell with Roger Goodell and the league sponsors and the league network partners, etc. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. you know, do I understand how popular it would be and that it is the home run answer for our fan base, past and present? Yes. But I just don't see that happening. I think that horse left the barn in July of 2020, and it ain't coming back. I still would prefer something else, but I understand how difficult the challenge of going to something else is. Look, if they had gone 6-11 this year, I think we would have been having serious conversations over the last few months about a name change. And I think the process would still be very much alive.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
But I also understand how challenging it was. Look, they looked into it. They understood that there was no easy answer. No easy answer. I get that. Now, on the uniform front, that's what I said back in October. It was told to me, the name, we'll see. Uniforms, really good chance that something will be done to make this team look like the way it used to look. And it would start in 2025, and they said at the time next year with all, you know, an alternate uniform, and that hopefully that would be the precursor of something more permanent the following year or 2 years after that. I mean, you've got, you know, certain things you got to do with the league before you change the uniform. Look, I get the, you know, this is what we talked about for years, you know, during all of the name conversations when, you know, a lot of people that didn't really feel, you know, close to the team, weren't necessarily fans of the team, didn't really care what Native Americans themselves truly felt. And by the way, that's complex too. I mean, 500 plus Native American reservations, and they're very autonomous. You're going to find a few that actually didn't like the name. But for the most part, most of the polling that was always done indicated that at the very least, this was a very complicated issue and a very debatable issue within that community. And that likely a significant majority absolutely didn't feel, you know, as if the name was insensitive or racist. But beyond that, we talked about for many years that, you know, emotional attachment to a brand is a real thing. You can ask any, you know, consumer goods company that produces retail products for consumers, and they understand brand attachment. And this was an 85-year-old, you know, brand with an incredible loyalty and brand attachment to it. Now, Snyder started to chase a lot of those people away. You know, we saw the deterioration of the fan base, the erosion of the fan base, because of how bad the team was, how embarrassingly behaved the team was. And, you know, by all accounts, you know, quantifiable, you know, stuff from people, you know, during those, you know, 2018, 19, 2020, you know, 21, 22, you know, roughly two-thirds of the fan base was chased away. You know, they don't have all two-thirds of it back. There's, you know, we know that from ticket sales for this year. We know that from attendance even last year that wasn't any different than the year before. But they got a lot of people back. Clearly, the tent got bigger. The umbrella, the big the fan base grew because of the performance of the team, because the team had a superstar quarterback, etc., because the team is just flat out more likable than they've ever been. But what was always at risk with any sort of significant brand change was what people in branding and consumer goods call emotional detachment. That was always the risk. And the way you get around that risk is to win big and win big right away. And they didn't do that after the name change in 2020. I guess they did go 7-9 and win the division. But they ended up being a terrible team for the next four seasons, right? 20, 21, 22, 23. Before, you know, being resurrected last year. And those people that were detached emotionally are, you know, still detached emotionally. They don't feel it the same way. I don't feel it the same way. I've been very honest about that. I don't feel it the same way. And things like bringing back at least a team that looks like the team you used to watch on the field rather than the expansion team that landed here in February of 2022, it'll help. It will help. And I think that's what Hal in Gaithersburg, who obviously was one of those who was detached by the whole thing. Been a while. I'm not all back in, Kevin, but a uniform change would help. So these are the things they understand. Some of this will help. You know, and of course, number one on the list, it's never changed, is winning. And winning big. And they started to do that last year. Yeah, so overall, uniform talk's not my favorite thing. I just shared with you 8.5 months ago what I had learned. I haven't learned anything new since 8.5 months ago. We were just sort of responding to some of the feedback from some of the, I guess, images or pictures or whatever was out on social media with the arrow and feather helmets. Those, by the way, just so you know, were throwback helmets a couple of times, throwback uniforms. But those helmets were not championship helmets. Most of you know that. They were the helmets of the 60s. Lombardi, when he got here in 69, made the change to the logo, which was not, you know, put into actual circulation until 1970, after he had passed away. You know, he coached here in 69. They won for the first time. 7-5-2 was the record, 14-game schedule. Two ties, no overtime back then. He had the thing going in the right direction, and they had those uniforms with that logo, the spear, the feather off that. And then they went to something that resembled the Green Bay Packers helmets. He wanted, just like the G, he wanted R. And so you had the yellow-ish helmets with the red R, which was the 1970 and 1971 logo and helmet. And then George Allen took over in 71 after Lombardi passed. And they had, you know, a season of in 1970 that was just very, very sad for the franchise after losing Lombardi in the summer of 1970. But George Allen came in 71, and with the help of the Wetzel family, Blackie Wetzel, developed the logo that we, you know, certainly attached to, you know, great teams, championship teams, Super Bowl winning teams. And that lasted until 2020. But I don't know what specifically they're going to look like, guys. I have no idea. Jennifer, more on what they'll look like. I appreciate the conversation. No, I appreciate you reaching out, and I know how important this is to so many of you. I don't know what they're... I just was told back in October they're going to look like the old uniforms. But I did get a sense back then, and I still have that sense, that the logo won't be a part of what they end up going to. I don't think it will be. I don't know what the logo will be. My guess would be the W stays on the helmets, but the uniform looks like, you know, the uniforms that we remember being a part of the team for, you know, 50 years or whatever it was. All right. So Bobby Marks is going to join us at 10:35. We're going to talk some NBA draft with him. I've seen some of these mock drafts. First of all, the NBA draft, It's not my favorite thing. It's certainly not the NFL draft. I mean, it is an even bigger crapshoot than the NFL draft is. It is, you know, taking wild swings on 18-year-old, gifted, talented basketball players that you have no idea. You got to have some idea if you're doing this for a living. But ultimately, we've seen this with the draft, that you just don't know what they're going to look like when they actually become physically mature young men. It's a real, you know, roll of the dice. Cooper Flagg certainly has the skill and the talent to become special. I actually really like Cooper Flagg's potential in the pros. I've liked Dylan Harper from the jump as a guy that clearly can score. Sometimes I think those positions, those guys that have really scored at the college level, you know, they're easier to project. But after that, you know, there are a couple of players I like, and we'll talk about more of those tomorrow on the show leading into the NBA draft. But man, the NBA draft, who the hell knows? You know, you don't have to have the top pick. We understand that. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, not a top 10 pick. Jaylen Brown, last year's MVP, you know, not the number one overall pick in the draft. We've had Jokic, a second rounder. Giannis, outside the top 10. Obviously, Kawhi Leonard, outside the top 10. Win, what is that, 5 out of the last 6 or 7 titles? And be MVPs, you just somehow have to get it right. And for the Wizards, you know, Will Dawkins and company, they've got to land on somebody. You know, maybe they did it last year and we just don't know. Maybe Carrington, maybe George, maybe Sarr. Maybe one of those three is going to be a third team or second team All-NBA player in 3 or 4 years. You know, I don't know that we saw that in their rookie seasons, but you don't really know even after one season. I actually thought all three showed signs that they will be contributing, you know, players and NBA, you know, players, not end of bench players, but participants on NBA rosters for years to come. But did they find, you know, their answer? The guy that's going to be their SGA, that's going to be their Giannis, that's going to be their, you know, Kawhi or their Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum. I don't know. But they've got to find that in this draft or next year's draft. I mean, if we're now, what that would be 4 drafts starting with the Coulibaly draft once they, you know, got down that path. You know, and you've got, let's say, 4, 7, 10, you know, 9, 10 players over a 4-year period that have been picked. You got to know that you got 1 or 2 that can really lead a championship chase at that point. And it's hard to get it right. Look at all the great players that have gotten passed over that end up leading teams to the promised land. Not easy at all. But we'll see. They've got 6 and 18 tomorrow night. And then they also have second rounder early in the second round. Can't discount those, especially with some of the great players that have been taken in the second round. Jokic would be number one. All right, we've got some football to talk about. A breaking story related to NFL contract collusion. We'll get to that, and then Bobby Marks from ESPN will join us at 10:35. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and theteam980.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.